Blog Talk Radio.
That is wonderful, Sam Cooke. And today, I'm not too late, 10 minutes or so. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And as you know, same formula. It's the divine life of the hybrid people. That's basically the agenda I have interest in and seek to communicate it with other people. I am reclined to and resolve to understanding where we are coming from. In the finite sense, where did human lives begin? And we have a timeline for the first human-like being recorded in the prolonged recorded world history. It is the only history I know about carries this from the beginning of you know, like the commencement of human-like life on Earth, when we view that the universe itself is in the reach of 18 billion years, and humanity, as we know and read about it today, as we read about and know it today, began four million years ago. So if you think of, if you subtract 4 million years ago to 18 billion, how much would leave? Would be the amount, I can't count that. It it would be the amount of time that no human civilized or uncivilized was never on planet Earth. Can you deal with that? Can you make sense of that? I think that this, if when I was a boy, somebody got my attention and taught me just this type of thinking, I don't know what kind of a person I would be today. I don't, you know, I could perhaps say things that I would hope to be, but I cannot tell you how that would impact me back then. But now I grow up and had to deal with the insanity of the church. The insanity of the church that affected me over half a century of my life. That I would grow up to go to church and be arrested. I didn't go to church to create a problem. I went to church because I didn't know any better. And hold the church as an authority with the knowledge, human origin. I didn't know that the church did not have no business at all with teaching me the knowledge of what is known on Earth for human origin. And now, so you would say to me, so what the Bible is, isn't it the divine word of God? And with the creation story, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And that's what messes up the world. Because the history that is supposed to teach us, the Bible is put in front of that history. And we grow up, we don't know. So we try to live with what we are taught. Church. AD church. Not BC. They make it clear. They tell us BC is before Christ. And we don't know what that means. You check it out. And it's up to us to know when we are, know what we need and what we do not. Because if when they tell us BC, before Christ, it's telling us a
a whole lot of facts to make us realize that the Bible is not a book for civilized people. It is not going to trace for us or hold the universes. The Bible is not telling us, neither are the writers of the Bible. Have an interest in that, because they are not created by purpose like we have been created by the gods, the Elohim gods. They created us with a purpose, whether or not anybody likes their purpose, but however, they are the creator, and we cannot tell them they didn't create us. And we are, if we are to say, where were we before they created us? Can you answer that? Can you answer that? Look, it's the reason why now the truth is to be spoken. And if we are civilized, we will know that there is no power put on earth to prevent the historical knowledge of the truth to be spoken. So I am saying that, but the white sodomite them saying something completely different, because they are not civilized enough to know they are out of place in the world, because what they hold as a power, have control over other species of people. Yeah. A spirit really enter into them and tell them that, look, they have a right to fuck the asses of any other beings. They have a spirit inside of them that tell them that. They have a spirit that tell them, say, it doesn't matter what they say about government. We are the government now. And you have to understand that they don't have any civilized sense, because what they are obsessed with is having sex in the honors. That's what white people are obsessed with. Now, and it doesn't matter those who may not, but their culture to which they belong, that's what it is, and that's what I'm saying. So if you are not one who care about sex or sex in the honors, and you are a European culture, and you migrate from wherever you want and come to America, well, what do you know about that? White people leave where they are and come to America. You don't know who sponsor you? You don't know who sponsor you? The truth about the power that causes life to, civilize life to be, is not what the Bible is talking about. That's what I have found. It's a history that controls our life, because it tells us, I mean, you go to a lawyer because a lawyer has sense of what? If nothing else, law. Law that governs people's lives. Think about the importance of what I'm saying. And if you are listening to me and you're a church person, and you don't have time to listen to what this guy is saying, even though I'm here saying what history reports, record for us, and we don't have anybody here alive, it doesn't matter how they say they are preachers, but they were not in the BC era before Christ. And when you read in the World History textbook about the ending of the Neolithic age and coming down the 4,000 BC ago and coming into the BC era of the Bronze Age, you know business about that. But there are some things significant that we are to know about it, though. And it would save us a lot of misery that we are having today. It will make us the right person if we understand just Just that. But there are many more things for us to understand. But I'm saying there are some key turning events or time that we're supposed to know. Because when we are believing the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden and about their sin by disobeying God, and then the world fall from grace with God. Now, the Bible, that has no academic person to say those things are true. When we cling to the Bible and don't seek to find out what was before Christ, because this is the truth. If you don't know the world that was before Christ, you are mentally delinquent. Your brain is not functioning right, because your brain, let's say, like an animal. Animals don't behave like they want to be human being. They keep themselves human being because they get a brain to see the world like, just like to keep them in structure and form of what they were created to be. Well, we have civilized people are given a brain to understand the world that they are living in. Right? As you can see, when you're like about 1 year old, you begin to burst teeth in your mouth. Right? Until you have a full mouth of tooth. Right? So what I'm saying is, we civilized people, we have a history that relate to us. When you're reading a Bible that don't relate to no history whatsoever, it's all make up nonsense. And relate this to the creation. Because, you know, you got to understand that the Bible is 66 books and different writings are in there. Some of the writings make some sense, but it won't lead you to heaven or hell. It has nothing to do with heaven or hell. It has nothing to do with Jesus and Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent and all these old bunch of nonsense about God. God is the liest character in the Bible, God of the Bible. And who do you think embrace the God, Spirit, God of the Bible? That they themselves have never seen, but they are writing about a spirit God in the Bible. And then they are telling you, that spirit God make Adam and Eve. Where is the place? You don't know. And the only place you will have peace in knowing is that African people, not white people evolve in Africa. But they aren't civilized at all. And the history tell you that. That they only, when they went out of Africa in their development, they went into Europe. And I think there is a geographical reason why they went into Europe. Seemingly like the heat, the temperature. And they prefer the colder area. I think that's what I gleaned from so far. If you have a better explanation, you can tell me, right? By calling me at 347-850-1358. Yeah, but I am saying to you now that the European people, 1.5 million years. Now, they don't have no ear to hear what history says. They want to hear about what the Bible says. But who put these uncertified things to be a creation of the world? These are honest fucking people that do it. White people that do it. they don't have any psychological control over civilized life because they're not civilized. That's what you got to understand. Now, the amount of people they kill and go, all over the world, you got to understand before Christ and why they are not connected to any thinking before Christ. Do you understand that? You understand that? Because like I say, you have key turning issues. If you don't know them, you're going to follow Bible until you're dead, and they're going to, they're going to, like, eulogize you when you're dead. You see, because today, the people who are going to funeral, most likely they take the body in a church building, and they call it church your body. You think that is a civilized thing to do? It is civilized to who believe in the church. You see what I mean? And look who is making sure that the church remain where African people reside on a piece of geography. Who want the church there? I mean, did it begin with African people wanting church? No. So who? But these same Homo erectus, white people, okay? They call themselves conquerors. And they believe now that where they conquer, people who they conquer want their influence there. They turn it around, okay? So you tell me what African person you know that prefer white people ruling over them than their own people ruling over them. Regardless of what that rule is, you can't ask for white people rule. Ask something else, but not them, because what they have done to be where they are, you can't be civilized and want them around you, because number one, they don't fuck with their own people alone, okay? Because they want to be more than what they evolved to be, okay? They didn't have no civilized use in their origin, in their evolution. And I mean it because the history is what teach me that. And if you think it didn't teach me that, that's why I want folks to call in anytime I am here and I'm talking about these things, because I know I'm not making them up. If you're afraid that you don't know what you're thinking or what you're believing in, well, you should come and talk, because you should come and talk anyway. You know, let me prove you wrong. If you can't prove me, if you doubt in your proving me wrong, I mean, go through the exercise of me proving you wrong, because who knows, you might learn something, right? If I say the Bible is not a civilized book, and you say, well, why you say that? I said, because in our world today, when you go to school, you do some courses, and you have to get an exam to pass those courses. You just don't say it, you pass, right? And I say to you, what happened to the word of God in the Bible that is not certified by anyone? Well, the textbooks that you read in school, they are certified writing. If they were not certified, then you could just read fictional writing, right? That if that book is licensed to sell, but I mean, as far as no historian certified fictional book. Now, No, why should they? How can they? When fiction is based upon a lot of things that's real, right? And make a lot of sense too. And you can learn a lot of sense from fictional books. Yes. And I am not joking about that. I'm serious. Because I tell you, fictional books, let's say like the Da Vinci Code then. That's a fictional book. But you think a lot of things in there are fictional? No. Not at all. But it's a novel. John Brown, right? He has reason to write that novel. You know, see it? Da Vinci, yeah, right? What I'm trying to say to you, in this world, if you do not have a civilized purpose for your life, then it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate, all right? But that's about how far I may go with that, because you'll understand when I say that's unfortunate, and let that speak for itself, right? But what happened when you have a purpose and it's based on fiction, like the Bible? Do you really have a real purpose, or you think you have real purpose? Now, you see the reason why no academic consultant, teacher, reviewers is going to endorse a fictional book in the context that it is for real. Nobody is going to do that, because the book itself, by premise, doesn't call for academic review. But the fictional book does call for some type of review, contextual review. And it's not going to be that a fictional writer wants a non-fictional reviewer to give reality, meaning like non-fictional review. No. They want someone who is good at novel, at fiction, and that well-written characters are amusing and edifying as well. Yes, a lot of common sense in there that can wise you up a lot. So, read good fictional book. It's good for you too. Yes. All right. Once you separate that knowledge from history book to fictional book, and we come down to say, what kind of book is the Bible? Is it a fictional book? Yes or no? Is it a fictional book? Is the Bible a fictional book? When did the Bible come about? Do you know? Now, you go to church and you have belief and faith in just that. You don't know a dust about whether the Bible is fiction or not. Now, so I'll just go ahead and tell you. The Bible is a fictional thing. 6 books of the Bible. 66 books. 66 books in the Bible. And which, you know, I mean, could you mix up fiction and non-fiction in the Bible? Are some of the books in the Bible non-fiction? Which one of them? I would like to know. All right. I don't know any of them. Hold on. Now, the thing about it is that to have a world of people so confused that the basic thing that should anchor their mind into living by a logical purpose. Now, to have a logical purpose, I mean, in the context of living and doing things that are good to help yourself and help people around you. You know, like in every given way that you can do that, right? And there is something behind that because you love other people. You respect them. Why? Is their life important? Should you go around and just shoot people down? Or no? You protect people from harm. And why? Now, origin of things are quite important. A lot of things are, you know, to people, the origin of the thing is important. I don't say everything, no. But those things that are. Well, what about human life? Is human life or even non-human life things too are important? But let's come to the civilized people. Their lives are supremely important, right? Now, what is it do we have that support us, you know, or, you know, given to us as learning? We have what is called calendar. Right? Life is educational. It's complex. But it's beyond any kind of other life. All right, well, let's say a division between civilized and uncivilized. Now, if you can tell me that white people are civilized, please come on up to the mic and tell me what makes them civilized. Okay? And let's see how easy it is for you to make that case. All right. Is the Bible a fictional manual, a textbook? The Bible is a textbook, but it is an uncertified textbook. How does it become a textbook? Who are the proprietors of the Bible? Now, you know what? The civilized people owe a debt to their creator. They owe a debt to their creator for creating them. We owe a debt to our creator for creating us the way they do. How well do you enjoy life that you live? And all the things that make you live is provided by who? The white people then? The conquerors that kill off the black people and take on the entire wall robe and character of the African people and write a Bible? And you're content with that? If you read well and understand well, you'd understand what before Christ means. And do you need to know what before Christ means? The BC era? Do you need to know it? Or you want to go and follow your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, who've been in church from early childhood until they turn adults, maybe have a family and stuff like that. And then come to find out through some channel that the Bible is frighteningly uncivilized. Really. And if you were to analyze the Bible and the things that it teaches, you will realize that in the division of BCE, or BC, versus AD and Adamani, Latin, in the year of our Lord, you find out that you've been living wrong all that time until you find out that no gusto, but no Latin mean in the year of our Lord. It's a lie. It's something these faggots, they make up. They make up that trash up. Aim it at the African people. And what do they start it out with? They started out with terror. Okay? To force you, the civilized person, to accept their church. Remember, before the church is about Christ, Jesus. And the big lie about Adam and Eve in the garden. That's what it's about. Now, how many people call me and thank me for telling them this? Oh, it's difficult. It's difficult. Do you think I was ever a preacher? No. I was never a preacher at all. And what did I think about as I grow up, a young lad? When I was only church believing, I was thinking critical things when I was growing up, and I would walk alone into the bushes, go into the field, you know, to take care of whatever we have there to take care of. What I, you know, when I'm walking by myself, I was always all right. I never feel afraid or anything. And I remember certain spots along the way as I walked. I remember certain places now, walking along, you know, a few miles. You know, maybe 5 or 6 miles I'd walk. Back and forth. And I'm telling you, I always wanted to be like the character of Jesus and the Apostle Paul. Those two characters, though I couldn't read very well, but I become familiar with those characters in the Bible by speakers who would come and give their talk. So I learn a lot, you know, half a century, a long time, and go to convention and hear a lot of stuff. And we virtually spend time listening to these things because each person is special, anointed to speak. Therefore, we want to hear what they have to say because the Holy Spirit is speaking. All right. Anyway, come back to me and my mind is desiring to be a great character like Jesus. Like I, you know, I know myself. I remember my way of thinking, especially during the time I went out to learn a little skill. And that's when I left home and go into a little township called Spanish Town, St. Catherine. At about age 18, I was about 18. So, I wasn't successful at doing any enterprising thing, but I'm a thinker. I am a thinker because I have hope in a better form of life. Why? I would like to be a character wise like Jesus Christ. So the people who write the fiction of Jesus Christ, like I said to you, fiction can lead you into powerful psychological world. Yes. And it's either you went wrong trying to thinking good, or you go right. Now, just imagine that I was thinking about being as the character of Jesus in all positive sense. What was wrong with that? I learned some clever ways the way Jesus expressed himself and stuff like that. Right? By that, believe in what Jesus is about. So there are serious things about me wanting to be like Jesus. But at that time of development, of my development, and thinking, wanting to be like Jesus, kind of harm that it was doing to me may not have been much of serious harm that I couldn't get over. What I was thinking about being like Jesus' character was positive to me. Is to be elevated in my thoughts about a higher realm of life, whatever that is. But Jesus knew something. He's always talking about the heavens, and you know, he came to earth and stuff like that. So now St. Paul come along, and I have read a lot of the pieces. I think I read all of them. What they say is like about some 16 books he wrote, you know, books with some very interesting writing. To hold your attention, they're not teaching you to commit sodomy. No, at least not that part of the Bible. But if there is a part of the Bible that I know subtle sodomy is in the Bible, that you will have to advance in history of civilization to know that the Bible is a sodomite book in more than one ways, and you won't find out. Because where you think the Bible is coming from, talking about God begot a son, that's a powerful sodomite exclamation.
or what you'd say represents character of a real God, you know, to say that God is a spirit and he's begotten by, you know, he begot a son is an outrageous sodomite implication to a civilized person. But if you are a believer, your civilization is broken, because you can't be believing in things you don't know and put such hard hold of conviction. You give your life for it. You believe lies and you don't know they are lies when you should. Because believing in a talking serpent coming out and talking to Eve, you know, like humans talk to each other. And the book is telling you, literally, that this is a serpent that God did make in the creation. It doesn't make any sense. But you believe and convince, and you go get baptized in the name of Jesus, because you believe something you don't know. But you don't care about that, because you think belief can hold you into what you're thinking. But belief is nowhere there holding anything. Or you're going to come to the right sense that when you believe into something that you don't have a knowledge of it in any way at all, you just believe it, a civilized sense should trace that energy and let you know you're not right. But this comes so powerful by these sodomites, and they write so convincing in the Bible that you get knocked out of your sanity. And therefore, well, I was going right along with the system. However, that a lot of things I thought about did not make any sense, but I didn't know where to get any better sense than what I am reading. And then is to leave it right where I can't manage it. You see what I mean? All right. Something would have to happen in my head, and I don't envision that was going to happen. I envisioned I was going to stumble and fumble. I was going to have a lot of wishes that I hope would come true. And my friends, I was not getting any help. So, listen, I don't take it lightly when I see faggot white people going to all African territories and say it's theirs. And they said, they cite some things that the Elohim that created us and all the good things on this planet, they did not say anything about what these white sodomites are saying. And what we read about them is that, oh my gosh, no. They like to go out and fuck other people and get better blood than what they have, because they're not content with themselves. Now, who are they today? Oh, my God. No, man. I mean, I'm telling you. Listen, if you're out there and you're following these white people church, remember what came before church, before Christ, because the church is representing Christ, they say. When no Adam and Eve, never in any garden where you can say, yeah, this is the place it was. Because look, they will not write where Adam and Eve garden is.
because there is relevance about Adam and Eve, but they are imposters. They cannot tell you with all the hypocrisy and all the evil that they have devised to totally destroy civilization. And you think what they're talking about has any civilization in it. And you may even believe that they are civilized. Bring it to me. My name is Tim Aldred, the fifth child of our parents, the fifth boy, and then a girl came after me. Listen, I am the fifth boy, okay? Whatever that means, well, to me right now, only me mean something to myself and what I think about, what I am enlightened by. Yes. When I grow up the way I did in the church and absorb those positive things that they wrote in the Bible, I know now that they wrote those things because they had an agenda and they had sense to know they have to put something positive with the negative. So all of these epistles and stuff like that I've read, it was all uncivilized stuff they were doing. The act was uncivilized. And they are using their common sense, like to say, to fool somebody, to trick somebody. They know that even lower animals know how to trick, to work tricks. And that's what these white people who are coming from Homo erectus, that's what they knew to do. When they, of course, could not talk with Homo erectus blood. So they were fucking other people with higher human blood. That's what these white people do. Okay? If you didn't know, I'm telling you now. That's what they did, because they would have been dead and gone. They'd never got some better blood. And it's the Neanderthal, and especially the hybrid African people. And the reason why you see they hound the black people the way they do, it is because of this reason. They're fucking other people. What are African people doing, you know, I mean, fucking with Homo erectus? What do we have to be fucking with them? Well, that is what makes the world what it is here today. Right? Because when they lived million years, they were innocent of any what we consider to be crime. But there were no crimes committed. The world did not have a government and law for crimes back in that time. They're in Europe. So a large part of that time they are in Europe, there was nobody else, no other human walking around. It was just them. 1.5 million years. Not even the gods had left Nibiru and come to Earth yet. It never did happen according to the history. 450,000 years ago is when history says the gods, not gods of spirits. They are living being and are called gods, Anunnaki. You know, many names are called, but the primary name, Elohim, Anunnaki, you know, and gods, those names, you know, they are called. And I think more, you know, Lord, you see, I am telling you that these white people, you got to understand, they have crossed a very deep divide to come into the lives of African people's life. And later on, they are able to say they have a government and they are ruling the world. Something was wrong back then. Something was wrong back then. And I know back in my time, there's a lot of ignorance. Looking back now and remember what we were doing, there was nothing civilized about the church that I grew up in. Age 7 beyond 50. You see what I mean? So today, I am telling you, something is happening now. Because when these white people think that they are really running the world and have control over all what they have, if they live long enough, they will remember the time. Only remember. But they are going to be stripped every single thing that they have stolen. Because they don't know that the world civilization don't run the way they are doing it. Make AD and Adamani as a law and nothing and say it's Latin that gives them the way in the year of our Lord. Now, you're talking about AD and Adamani. And Latin is saying in the year of our Lord. Now, we're before Christ. A precedence was set for this AD and Adamani, Latin in the year of our Lord. What happened in the year of in the years before Christ? Did these white people get a link from to establish law the way they say they have it? 1220 AD. That's like 1,000 200 years or so, right? 1,220 years, I think, if I work it out right. Listen, something here for you to know right now, right now, you need to know it. I want you to know. Because somebody may be there listening to me and they want me to well deliver what I'm saying, okay? The difference between fiction and nonfiction. When I am telling you that these white people don't have no civilized sense, and all what you see there running on and doing is simply because the time don't come yet when the gods going to show that what they put in us is not what they fuck us and get. Dear God, that they say begot Jesus, because if God, they say, since they say that God is a spirit, put these all together. God is a spirit, right? What is the contact that these white people are making or have made with the spirit God? What contact that now they can say of a surety, these churches that they put up and the Pope that is a faggot and all that, give us something. Give us something to as authority. That you come from somewhere with a divine precedence to do what you're doing and wipe out the African civilized people. All right? I am telling you that from 509 BC, when these Sodomites overthrow King Lucius Tarquinius in Rome, that's the time they begin showing the value of their education they receive from the Elohim establishment for people. They go to that learning facility. They learn about priesthood, which has no application to them because they are not of the Elohim blood. And only the Elohim blood make humans civilized. Okay? Now, but they, through their interbreeding, they know a lot more than, of course, they used to know, because they're coming from out of Hominid, and they come on to Homo erectus, seeing like they learn some things since the Hominid days, and now they are able to grasp more understanding going around on the planet. And now in Europe, 1.5 million years. So what I'm trying to say to you, how they get to speak, how they get to learn things, it was not during the time they were fucking with the Homo, with the Neanderthals. Neanderthals did not excel beyond making stone tools. Okay? Now, this is what I read about in the World History textbook. I didn't write no history. Yes, it's the same history you and I are supposed to be reading and know what's going on in the world. And anyhow, you happen to, you know, fail in some kind of way to read the history and know what I know talking about this, then you're living, if you're in the church believing that, you may find that okay, but your soul is not with civilization, even though you are African born, you know, from the hybrid blood. You're losing because just having the Elohim blood is not going to mean you any good unless you're living the way the Elohim taught us to live. Okay? On this planet Earth, right? Everything was done over there, began in Africa, in the Abzu, in South Africa. And if you now today are taken up with what these Sodomite people are talking about God in a Bible, your life is wasted. Like mine was wasted until, you know, I mean, mercy came my way. And I started to read. And, you know, I'm a person who, you know, pay attention to stuff. And it's the reason why I'm here talking to you today. I'm trying to show you that these white people are the most condemned people, if you call them people, and it is because they interbreed with other people's blood. Why you see them here today, they would have been died out and gone as expected. The Homini did, the Homo erectus that they are is, they are, you know, they would have, I suppose they would have died out a long time because they didn't have the knowledge to survive. Homo erectus did not have survival in their blood. They would have been dead out long time. And so are the Neanderthals. They didn't have blood. And if the Neanderthals had blood to continue, they destroy it by fucking with these white people. And I don't know everything about that, but based upon what I read and see here, I can make that reasonable assumption, and anybody could change it if they can. But what if I'm right? It will say right. That's my educated guess, that the Neanderthals may have lived longer, but they corrupted their blood with these faggots, these white people. Okay? So look at the world around you and think about what I'm saying. Read your history book and read the Bible and see where the sense is coming from. Nothing in the Bible about creation and how man to live. You know, some places in the Bible is teaching you some good things, but it go and corrupt that same type of a thinking and tell you to do corrupt things. This is the way these folks are, because, like I said to you, their head don't have it. And read in common biological book, it will tell you that homosexuals are mentally ill people, because nature did not give them civilization. They didn't. So when they interbreed, it's not going to take them where they would like to go. What I am saying to you, the government that is established on earth for civilized life, they don't care nothing about that. All they want now is the fact that they can read and stuff like that. They want power to control the entire world. And civilization don't go that way at all. So they get an opportunity to now start to do things and plan how, and it took them between 509 till 63. It's like about some 600 years or something like that before they advance control over the African people. It is not going to be legitimate control, but African people, as I see it, was not developed enough. At least this group that they experienced, right? And I want to just show you quickly exactly what happened, why African people must not sit down and go vote for them and don't know nothing else to do. The history is telling us that these are the worst sort of humankind. And they have never got to the place where they should be anything more than Homo erectus. Right? Homo erectus did no harm to anyone. But since they continue to go out and breed with other people and don't care, this is what they come off to. And they think that they come off good. They don't come off good at all. Right now, when they fill up the place with all of these garbage, trying to make a God and a world that they can fuck, and their God is all right in the Bible. He's fucking whatever it is and begotten a son. And the other children we have, him not talk about it. We only talk about the one when saying begot. Do you understand what I'm saying? How could we get this far down such a dark road of uncivilized life by these white people? How do we get down here? We get down here because, as I see it, we were not developed to handle what they brought about. So they go to our institution and learn to read and skills. And then with the criminal mind they have, they decide that they want to eat it big. Now they are sophisticated now in and prolific, educate, language educators and all this kind of stuff. And here, African people who did not take or maybe lately begin to take education seriously. But we don't take it serious enough because we are under the Europe that sold us out to them who don't really care and keep the African people down low when it comes to education and reasoning. You see? So now I can see why our people went astray and didn't know what danger was, you know, to mingle with these type of folks. So once they interbreed with us, that's it. We set our hell afire to burn. And that these idiots, they're no longer, after they got the education, they no longer want to deal with the Elohim way of life, religion, and the education. Once they got to a certain level, oh, it's like wasps. They only want to make the nest. They don't want to make no honey. They are a people like wasps. They don't want to make honey, which would be going in the civilized sense. No, they don't want to go there. So they want to go where they're fucking the juice out of their asshole. That's where they are. You think they are anyplace else today? No, Obama. You think Obama is clean? Obama released the guy before him, like the Clinton, and as wicked as Bush is. I mean, but you see, the same trait is in them. What Obama did, you know, Obama is right out a sodomite, okay? And they put these two people in there because they're sodomites. Michelle and him and two bogus girls who they have and says they're children, right? And black people don't see nothing, okay? Black people don't see nothing, okay? They are seeing the Christ world. They're not seeing before the world before Christ. And I'm telling you, these guys now, like I say, what they have and say it's government, never as long as we live will be government. What they're doing, it's not government. They make up that and say it's government. And laws, they say it's their laws. And then, if you notice, the laws that govern the world, kingship, law code and stuff like that, they don't care nothing about that, you know, because look, as far as they're concerned, they call their senators gods, like all the rest of gods that you read about, known all over history, they become like divine and they're a fuck ass. You read that in the World History textbook, okay? And we sit down and make them go on and do that. They are wasps. They're not. They just live in the house that they make. But no honey. And this is what their so-called government is like. The real government properly emulate the government on the 10th planet, where the gods come from. Now, these guys realize that we not developed to the level of their thinking once they were able to read and learn skills. Until today, you can see they are still short of the civilized knowledge. Anywhere they go, where black people are, and they're going to take it over, they behave like they were nice people until they learn enough. Even on some jobs today, they put a black person to train. I mean, they put a black person in a job who is qualified to do the job. Then they bring a white person for the black person to train. Once they train him, they kick out the black person and keep the white person. This is what we have been enduring over since these guys had a takeover. And they kill black people because they don't have any civilized sense. Why should they kill off the African people? It is because they are afraid of us, and there are many of us and stuff like that. The less of us they see is, the better it is for them. Okay? Now, when they say they have law and make up all federal law and all this kind of stuff, look, you just let me tell you, none of that is authentic civilized law. They're not running a civilized government. Civility, that is in the World History textbook, Sumerian, prehistory. Don't show these white people to be any class of civilized folks. But what they do is, right in front of us, what African people are doing is forgetting what these slaughterers, what they are, Inquisition and Crusades. The entire culture, that's why they come to America. Okay? Is to get what we have, because if they have what we have in Europe, they would need to come here. They wouldn't be going around talking about they're looking for a new world. For what? What I am telling you is that all of what white people are saying right now, they have no government. And I am ready to bust. They are not authentic government. They don't have no, whatever constitution they have, it's only for the white people there. How many men make the constitution? How many white men do you see put the constitution together? 7 of them, right? Or 10 of them? I think 7, right? And when they are saying they are making law, it has nothing to do with civilized kingship law code. Nothing whatsoever. Now, how do we get them to be like a world that are not set up with civilized accountability? Them don't have nothing. Their accountability is to themselves. Not for black people. See, right now, the kind of stuff that they talk and go on with in the Congress and the Republican and stuff like that is all but uncivilized things, disease. It's an uncivilized disease. All you hear them talking about budget this and filibuster and all them kind of thing. It's uncivilized. The law that they are living by today and permitting all kind of a transaction, technology and all that, everything is signed by AD Anno Domini. It's not by democracy. Democracy now have nothing to do with what you sign. It's Latin term. The Latin term. That's what matters. They can be all the democracy that they want. But that doesn't make you sign on the dotted line. You know what I mean? I'm letting it out to you right now that African people must know that they are not under government, because these jackass white fucking ass white people will kill you any day because you are under AD Anno Domini, the Latin term. Where do you get this in the year of our Lord from as a calendar? Where? They don't know what they're doing. They're not running a government. They're not. In charge of the world of people. But you see, right here in America, if you have sense, well, you hear people talking about it all the time. It's just that we don't get to the point here where we understand what to do with it. So therefore, we're still in the church and still following what these fucking ass people who don't know what they're talking about, what next they're going to do. You see what I mean? But the time is coming. Why, it is good that we talk. It is good that we talk. Because if we don't talk, it's more the force is suppressed. Suppressed. Could not suppress the African people and the blood that they have inside of them. The time would come when they realize and wake up. And once they wake up, that's it. This AD and the dominating is going to be done. And they are talking about some whole bunch of foolishness that they are going on with, right? And they don't want to lose their democracy. What is democracy to lose? They're making us think that, oh, it's democracy they are afraid of losing. No, that's not true. They are afraid of losing the Latin term in the year of our Lord. That's what they're really afraid of. Because that's what they use to jinx the African world with Abraham found a God. And the God that they say Abraham found is the God that they say tell them to go to America and kill the black people them and take the land away from them. That kind of God. You see? The world that we are living in right now is one with government that strips all black people of inalienable rights. Do you understand that? That's true. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, when Africa support them to destroy us, they were able to go into Europe and overthrow the king. You don't see none of that like a reality. But it happened. It's in the world history textbook right here. They go there. And I don't read where Africa ever once say anything in no kind of writing or nothing. I am in more than awe. Okay? What I am coming around to tell you is this. That the law that black people are living under right now is an hoax. Is an hoax. It's an hoax. And you read history, that's all you can dig out of the tablets and stuff like that. It's kingship rule. Why do you think the title of King Solomon, King David, and all these other great kings, where do you think it comes from? Long before these white people come and talking about Latin term in the year of our Lord. That is Latin term. Where does that come from? So I'm telling you, these people are as lost as ever, and talking what, and regurgitating what they averred from their ancestors, okay, who decided to come down this road with their culture and mingle up, you know, this is what they decided to do. Now, I have a recipe to make what we call flour dumplings. Dumpling, right? And it is a recipe where we mingle flour, whether wheat flour or white flour, and mix it with cornmeal, ground up cornmeal, and knead it, pour water into it, and knead it into a hard, you know, hard dough. Put it into boiling water, and that's how we get a dumpling in any kind of way you want to make it come out. I am telling you, black people, open your eyes. You are not under government with these white people that come here as invaders under imperial colonialism. Colonialism is a hoax. Colonialism is oaks, okay? Just a second. You're taking it as a joke. You folks are taking it as a joke. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. We believe in the Bible in such a way it affects our brain where, you know, the education that we need to learn our own history, it is a big setback for us, right? However, to those who are able to digest the history and the Bible, they can be benefited and save themselves from this old bunch of nonsense that we find ourselves in. But when I tell you about AD and Adamani, it is not in reality civilized grounds for function. It's just not. And all those people who are helping these faggot white people to claim everywhere black people own, they're doing it because they get something from it. Now, there was a time that I could have gotten $10,000 in a court procedure, come to a time where, you know, I could have gotten $10,000 if I agree to settle in mediation I am the plaintiff and the other one is whatever it is, right? And what I'm trying to tell you, because of what the case was, it related, it has race elements to it. And, you know, I could do well with that $10,000 in the U.S. here, and I refuse it. I don't think I had $1,000 a bank saving. I don't think I had that much at all. If I had $500, I would have quite a bit of money. And this is going back like about some 30 or 35 years or so ago, right? But what I'm trying to tell you is that this situation that we are in with these white people is one that related to how well we are reading and how much we understand, because it is because they learned to read when they couldn't by us some 12,000 years ago. And like I say, you can read it in the world. It's a textbook, National Geographic, and see how they come along and learn to read and get high up in studies. And once they were through with that, they were ready to rule. That's why they started Christianity. Okay? We are fumbling with a lot of things, but look, these people are smart, very smart, right? And track the way they come to be as smart as they are. You got to take all of that into account. What I'm trying to tell you now is that they have changed our perception of our world in such a way that we can hardly see that they have stripped the African people of their sense of identity. They strip us of knowing who we are and who they are. They strip us of that. They make us think that, oh, what they write in the Bible is really about a real God and talking serpents and stuff like that. We get very, very messed up with that because we don't have a grip on our own history. Our history is not like the Bible that they make up. you know, they make up the Bible and has no endorsement of academic assurance. You can't say that for prehistory. You just cannot say that. So why are you going to hold on to what these sodomite culture come into our lives and began to do when we can chase them out any given day we choose? But we can't do that as long as we believe in the church. We don't believe in before Christ. We don't believe in before Christ. And that's where our existence started. And now we are sidetracked. So it's a matter of a brain thing right now that they aren't living by any purpose, by any means, and begins with the Elohim that created us. No, no. So they are into all kind of different type of things to make us think, oh, like Darwin's theory is something that you should pay attention to and things like that. All right. Now, Listen, I want to let you hear this, not just a paragraph of it. When I tell you that you're not under any kingship law protection, that covers the world of people. Now, the world of people that we have, you know, is a whole bunch of mixed nuts of all kind of nonsense that covers these white people as they go and work mischief by terroristic act, covert, concave and what you call it? It's one is concave, and the other one is you know what, the concave is the one up, and the one with a belly is I forget what that other one is. But these white people reach a stage where they cause people to mature in a type of thinking that believe in the false world that they create with Christmas and Easter and all and the days when they go out and kill off most black people and talk about the 4th of July. Okay? Listen, if you don't understand, you better try, because that's the only thing that's going to do you some good, is to understand the historical world and not this year modern, what they call modern world. You know, after Christ. Now, get to know BC era, because BC era is the civilized era. I mean, when in the case where they bring about what they call a faggot calendar, AD Anno Domini, where they have no reality about, you know, Latin in the year of our Lord. They are actually using African existence to build a premise for themselves. That's what they're doing. And when they talk about AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord, you go into a court, you can cause a judge to flip into any court of law. I'm telling you, you could go to the Supreme Court and cause all those 9 justices to flip and hide. Really? Because if you ask about AD Anno Domini that they're running by, anything that they run is AD Anno Domini. It's not because they are democracy. It is because of the calendar that they have. And they know it. And they don't think we will know that. We will not have to do nothing extraordinary to send them going. Nothing besides just the disclosure that AD Anno Domini is all fake. All fake. It's spurious. Talk about Latin in the year of our Lord. They can't produce you nothing. And that is what they're using to run the world. And the churches and all that run by it. So every single thing that you see is functioning. It's functioning by AD Anadabani. That is bogus. Totally bogus. It's a false world that they characterize and, you know, give it to people to believe that they have power. No, they have a penis that they are using to fuck ass. Now that you can believe. You can believe that. You see? And be it whatever you want to be by knowing that these white people, they don't care about the civilization that the gods create with the hybrid people. They don't care nothing about that. But they know fully well about it. They know it. When they talk about Jesus and Jesus' blood that never exists, they're talking about the blood of the Elohim that is used, creators, DNA, fertilization, in vitro, in glass tube. That is what they know, and they cannot afford to make African people know that at large. You see, so they went ahead and preempt us with this spread of virus about Adam and Eve in a garden. God is lying that, oh, they know now, the man know good and evil now, and before, you know, he put forth his hand and eat of the tree, I got to kick them out. Imagine that. You're reading a Bible that says something like that, and you still continue to read and believe it and go to church. Why? Because you're dumbed down. You're dumbed down. And you're not going any further in enlightenment than right there, because none of what you're reading in the creation story in the Bible is true. None at all. And the more you see that is not true, is the more you will see the rest of the Bible and what's wrong with the Bible. But you have to start at Genesis. Now, when they said, now, it is our slackness why they make AD and Adamani, and listen the way they use what they call is law, government law, that put them in the position that they are in. All right? Listen to this. They have been, like I told you, they were learning to be educators into the Elohim institutions. So now it came down, you know, but they were doing it knowing that they are fake. They knew that. And that's why I don't see and read that they were known back then as faggots. It doesn't seem like they had broadcast or acted like they were faggots back then, right? So here, as they continue to take their education, here is what it says. They began to operate as criminals now because they learn enough of what they want to know. And now this is the power, like this is the Holy Ghost power that they had there. Inquisition, killing black people power, okay? Now, it says, the Inquisition, or first of all, I believe there is no room for argument over who is the author of Christianity. It is the Inquisition, or the Inquisitors, Roman Empire, right? So this is long after they overthrow the king in Rome, right? So listen, they are prospering now, right, with the army and everything. Listen what they're going to do with the law that they say they have going now about 1,220 years, AD Anno Domini, that I tell you has absolutely no ancient, no kingship, no Elohim into this AD that they make up, right? But because Africa backs them, we don't have any no authority to back us. These guys were set to go right along. That's why I think they agree that Africa would just lay low and allow them to go out and do whatever they plan that they were supposed to do. I don't see anything else. All right. So watch this now. It says that, wait a minute now. It says, In fact, the gross act of the Inquisition are bound to shock everyone who truly believes the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see what I mean? These things don't have not even the dust of ashes of reality in there. Because we who embrace Christ, we who sincerely believe, you know, Christ is real, do so on the basis of grace, mercy, and peace. That's what we thought. But we're going to find out that they're going to cut our throat and do whatever they want. Right? Instead of following the way of peace and happiness. Look at what they're going to do. They are now, they make up their own government and law now, you know. And nobody's bothering them. Look at what they are going to do in the taking over of our civilized world. Right here is what they do. Listen to it. Here's how it all went down. Running out of substance and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy. On or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. That's their law. That is their government and law now, okay? Now, with the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment of heretics, the black people, which means non-believers, against the ecclesiastical empire. You hear that? That is the Roman Catholic Church. The imperial colonialism stuff. Now, in general, the legislation provided for penalties of death, banishment, and confiscation of property. Listen, it goes on to say more, but I just want to stop it right there because I'm proving the point about the government that you're under today, that the Inquisition used to kill black people, women, and everything like that. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic, and you can read this here, the things them that they have been doing to the African people from back then till now. It's like the Pope is going to apologize for sins of Catholic from back in antiquity to modern time, evil that they are doing to us, and here we are under them being ruled over by them. Do you understand that? Now, what are they apologizing for? As you sit and say you have white man a rule over you as black people, this is what you're sitting on, and oppressing what I just read, that they have made legislation and pass it. Three of the top, you know, homosexual guys in the business. Yes. They are making laws with violent oppression. Now, tell me something. How much honest you think they're fucking to be doing something like this on planet Earth and, you know, get black people to so unnerved, they can't think, and they don't have knowledge of the way of life for themselves. So these faggots come and take it, go educate themselves, and come as a thief in the night or even in the broad daylight. And kill you, massacre you, and everything like that. And then turn around and talk about they write a constitution. And they're going to, America is going to be the place, you know, that they really boom and become world power. Here we are. But what did they do over the past 2,000 years? Is the documents list false the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths, in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. My friends, if you're not getting with it, you know, I mean, who's going to help? Who's going to help if we don't, I mean, get up and understand the real world that is inside of us, not the one that we are seeing out here with white people all over you where you go, and they equalize us in one way and separate from us in another way, and then make us go along with it. Imagine that. When we get to this stage right now, it's pivotal. It's pivotal. All right. Now, it's time for me to go a little further, and what I'm going to do now, we have another hour, and here is a little short melody, and let's see. Let's talk about equal rights and justice. But it's long. I didn't want to take on some of the time. But let's see how it goes.
I don't want no
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Equal rights and justice. All right, let me go ahead with the featured, the feature. The featured theme. I wish to talk to you about that right now. See how much this is going to help you. It's the reason why I am here. It's the reason why this is my purpose, you know, is to remove all this old bunch of garbage that these sodomites, white people, you see all over you, with churches all over, everywhere. We have lands. They come and take it and say it's theirs. Well, we're going to show them. That's not true. That's not true. And if you want to sit there and behaving like, oh, you have nothing to do with this, it's up to you because you're afraid of them. They are honest fuckers. And no matter what you think about them and how you want to respect them, they make it law in the United States to fuck ass. And so you have a choice to fuck us here. That's not our culture. It's not our culture. And I am not going to come to a stage where I realize that these are the people who blight the African people's prospect of life, that we never come to Europe and get nothing from them when we came about. They start hunting down our people and interbreed up with them and stuff like that. And they'll talk about they make laws now when they didn't act. Nothing but making stone tools, okay, and trying to find other people to fuck them anywhere they can. We don't, you know, I mean, we're done with this stuff. Now, shamanic. No, what? Yeah, shamanic. I think the word is S-H-A-M-A-N-I-C. Shamanic Jesus character in New Testament. Not fulfillment. Okay? It is, you have a shamanic Jesus character in New Testament. Not fulfillment of Isaiah 9, 6 through 7 prophecy. Do you understand that? You believe in Jesus and you don't have no history to certify it before Christ. How you get this stuff somewhere? I don't see this Jesus that they write in the Bible come out of anywhere beside their sexual delusion. It's no joke. I'm telling you, I'm not joking about this. I'm not joking about this. Okay, thank you for holding on. No, truly, truly, I'm not joking. I am not joking. If you want reality to come into your life, you have to pay attention to words and what words say. Okay? If we don't do that, we will be
always glorifying Jesus and cannot come to a sense of consciousness, Jesus never existed. And I want to make you a real sense of the fact no Jesus existed, and the way I am bringing it to you here is the way for anyone to realize whether or not they are lost with the church and the Bible. You think the Bible is the holy book? No, it's a sodomite book where God doing all kind of crazy stuff in there and you don't know. You will have to stop believing the Bible the way you do to see the scam of these white people. They use the Bible to take over the world, because A.D. and Adam and Eve begin the first, A.D. first. And it's like about 300 years later, you know, these people hash out their situation, what they want to establish and hold the world in their grip. 325 years. That is after they come in with their law, A.D. and Adam and Eve, fucking ass government. Okay? It is as bad and worse than I am saying it. Okay? Because the real reality, you'd have to look and see the evil that they have done. So to this very day, you have to look on that. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? It's not your today's daily bread I'm talking about. I'm talking about when these psychopath fucking ass white people turn the world upside down. Okay? So they come and make the government instrument, A.D. and Adam, the Latin one, in the year of our Lord. That's what they are using now. The symbolism of that. That's what they are using to run the world. That's what you get your paycheck and everything like that. If you're selling, buy or sell, that's what they use. And when they tell you they want to put chip all about you and stuff like that and claim that they have a right to do it, these fuckers, they know it's a lie. But that's their grip on us. Come out of that grip. Come out of it. Because if they can't resolve this Latin term that they are using to hold black people in the dungeon, then what do you think will happen? It is going to come to that. It is going to come to that. There are a whole load of these junk of foolishness that is in the Bible that you need to understand. It is the power that they use to run the African people into the dark of life. Now, let me say this to you now. Isaiah 9:6. Chris, I'm going to read the Isaiah 6 and 7 to you, right? And we'll see where we can go from there. But first, let me read this synopsis there. Listen to it real good, because remember what I'm trying to say to you. All of what you read in the Old Testament about prophecy, and prophecy is written in the Old Testament, as I understood it, and a long time would pass by. Just a second. And now here we go. Here we go. You don't see any fulfillment of any prophecy in the New Testament. And the New Old Testament is a covenant God make with black people, because remember, when did these white people invade? When did they invade Israel? 63 BC, right? Somewhere there, right? Where were they before that? African people were living their lives, right? And they come in invading because they are already invaded Rome and put the king out. So they are on their way now to do marvelous things. So they get to a place where they are writing scriptures and all that. They are writing scriptures and all this kind of stuff. to turn the world upside down. They come a long way, okay? From Homo erectus days and to interbreeding of African Neanderthals and then African people. Yeah? Eh? Uh-huh? Do you know about this? You don't know about it? You ought to try and know before you're dead, before them cover you up with dirt under the ground. Know in this life who you are, all right? Now, if they think that they can do what they, do to civilized people who were not able to defend themselves, well, they think it would go on forever. That's not true. The gods, they have long patience and they have wisdom and expectation of things that they do, and we are a part of their expectation. And it is not going to go the way they think that they can go anywhere black people are and go occupy among them. Okay? It's not true. And time has come now. It's a change. They're going to go. Christianity, the most blasphemous thing in Christ. Okay? Not before Christ. There was no Christianity before A.D. Anno Domini. Okay? And they build up A.D. Anno Domini around A.D., which is a calendar. What you call Gregorian calendar, and mingle with the birth of Christ. These things are not for Africans now, and I'm telling you, I'm wiping it out as I'm talking to you. And if you don't really know what's going on, this is an opportunity for you to get into words, understand what words says, get in the queue of what words are telling you. Christianity and the Down Oaks, one of the largest academic scandals in history, share many similarities. In both stories, the information was constructed and then salted into the information stream. And through the word of noted scholars presented as fact, the truth, scholars of egos, and once committed to their ideas through scholarly publications, faculty meetings, and conferences, have difficulty seeing, hearing, or even appreciating an adverse view, to waver from a strongly held opinion could spell academic ruin and withdrawal of acclaim, the kind of world we are in now, where you don't have any reinforcement around you to keep you out of, get you out of the Bible and get you out of the church, because there's no other provision, no other government provision but them. Now, my friends, that's a hard thing to deal with here. It's very difficult. But if you can understand it, you're in a position to do something about it. Psychologically, yes. Powerful transformation out of this old bunch of nonsense. You don't want anything from them, because everything is here for you to have. When they tell you that they have what you want now, you need to drive them into the abyss where there is no memory of them having any kind of a governmental power over you. As long as you know. All right, let's go. This leads to lively debate. Counter stories and even character assassination if one side or the other is being out-trumped in a symbolic melee. You see what I mean? That's the kind of world that we are in now, the Christ world. So this is where you come up with the question now. What happened before Christ? You know, if you come up and say, what happened before Christ, before you have this, we are creating all these melee. Tell us, define, what was before Christ? Where did Christ come from? Come on. Jan Irvin, the holy mushroom, has captured what we might call an anthropology of clarification regarding whether or not mushrooms and mind-altering substance in general played any role in the development of not only Judaism and Christianity, but the total culture in play at the time. It is now recognized in many academic communities. Anthropologists, sociologists, psychiatrists, psychologists, that sufficient evidence exists of the importance of these substances, both textual and visual, to say yes in every large letters. It is no longer theory. The Inquisition, no, the question Irvin asked are these. If mind-altering substance did play this major role, then how would this effect, how would this affect our interpretation of the Bible and the Quran? Would this shed light on the origins of mystical experiences and the stories? For example, Abraham hearing voices and Ezekiel's convenient visions. How about that? What would this suggest about the shamanic behavior of Jesus? What impact would this have on organized religion? Not really church. Religion don't business into Christ or into Christ's time. What they call Christ's time. It's not religion. Religion belongs to Elohim, way of the world. Not church. Okay? So, these are bold questions. This is a very useful volume for those interested in the holy mushroom and the politics of truth. Detailed and wonderful illustrated. Great bibliography. P. John A. Rush, Sierra College, All right. Now you have heard that, and if you understand any or much of what I try my best to see, I could bring it, you understand at least something from what I have read there. I want to come back to you about these portions of the Bible to make you know how wasteful and how depressing it is that you have the world believing in a Bible that is telling you your condemnation, and you cannot understand that. Because that's what the Bible is, the Old Testament and the New Testament. You know, look at the hands of food. They say, well, let God make anointed men to write the Bible. That's not true. Read real history and you will not see any opening in history for Jesus or Adam and Eve in the garden, because that's the root of it. You won't find anything in history that endorses Adam and Eve tempted by a talking serpent. That's not true. It's just not true. And like I say now, you know, it takes our desire to read. Our desire to read is very important. And we cannot do it unless we are awakened that something is wrong. Our ancestors put us on a wrong course. And this stuff that we are believing in the Bible about Genesis 11 and the Tower of Babel and all this kind of stuff, these white people are writing about themselves in the Bible, and we don't know that. The talking serpent, you know, talking to the woman and say, hey, did God say you mustn't eat this and eat that and stuff like that? No, they're the one who all our people learn and fuck them, interbreed with them. That's what they're talking about in the Bible. We don't know that. Think about when you're reading about the Lot and Abraham, and Lot in staying up into the city of Sodom. What city ever is there named Sodom? You know, and they are writing about themselves and showing who they are. It's really who they are. Now these are the ones who are running the world and taking care, controlling, kill black people or whether or not, and decide whether or not black people should live on the earth or not. These are the same people in the Bible talking these kind of stuff. So I'm trying to let you know, now explain that the two parts of the Bible called Old and New Testament, they present it like, okay, the God that they have in the Bible is who created that world in the Old Testament. That's not true. And any day, you can come to the understanding it's not true, you will have your life back. You don't have your life right now. This guy possess your life, you know, with iniquity and false teachings. And no such a world exists as is written in Genesis, the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth and rest on the seventh day. So what I'm trying to draw your attention to, that there is information in the Bible that if were we reading the right way, we would know, find out the codes and stuff like that that they have in here. And instead we believe that Adam and Eve sinned. We would know it's the white people them who interbreed with our folks as we come out of Africa. You would know that if we were reading the Bible properly. Well, I got off on reading and to understand words, and I didn't know what I was going to find in the Bible. I didn't have any arrow pointed at the Bible. My arrow is pointed at me learning about what I read. Okay? And make, a structure and a form of the intelligence I am learning. All right? So I am saying to you now that the prophecy of Isaiah that they are preaching to us, no such thing happened. Never did. All right? You believe it. You believe it. And when you don't know nothing else, that is going to hold you until you're dead. But some people can be revived, and some people cannot be revived. All right. I want to tell you that when you read Isaiah 9, you don't make, I don't make a lot of sense out of, nevertheless, the dimness, and when, before the 9th chapter began, let's say the last 3 verses of the 8th chapter of Isaiah says, verse 20, he says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to the word, it is because there is no light in them, and they shall pass through it, oddly bested and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God, and look upward, and they shall look unto the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall derive the darkness. Now, the 8th chapter, see, get a good sense of, you know, the head notes. Prophecy against Syria and Israel. Distress of Judah, God's supposed irresistible, God's purpose irresistible to them that fear God, but great affection to the idolaters. All right, so it goes on, and it says in the first verse, moreover, the Lord said unto me, take thee a great roll, and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mahershalahashbaz. I took unto me, and I took unto me faithful witnesses to record, Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeborichi. I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived And she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me, call his name Mahershalahashmas, for before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus. What is he saying? He says, For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. The Lord spake also unto me again, saying, for as much as this people refuse the water of Shiloh, that go softly and rejoice in reason, Remelaism's son. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the rivers, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. Now, all those things doesn't make any sense to me. You see, and these white people are able to write all these things that carry you along into the world that they are creating. Okay? So if you don't read no history of your origin, you are put into a psychological grave and buried up. Because these things, you will never know what they mean. You see what I mean? You may hear some guys who say they are Bible teachers come out and talk some ridiculous things that if you're really not informed, you won't know that what they are talking is nonsense. All right. So come on now with me to this part where it says about to the law unto the testimony, if they speak not according. You know, I mean, this is just not telling you anything that concern prehistory. Nothing at all. Nothing that to steer your mind on a focus understanding of life and where we're coming from. He's not telling you none of that. This is what the white people, they devote themselves to produce, right? Now, why you're not going to see no fulfillment of prophecy is because what they are talking about here that you believe is prophecy is not prophecy at all. The dog house or dog fucking that these white people are doing, and they're upon the mushroom stuff, right? Fucking ass and everything that mingle up. They don't have any civilized sense. This is the kind of Bible that we're reading. You see what I mean? There's hardly anything in there that will help you in the long run. When you're reading it, you may think it's helping you, but you know what? I mean, there are too many people whose brain has gone to ruin, and they didn't know that the Bible caused it. You see, a lady in the church who gave all our money in the church in Spanish Town, where I come from in St. Catherine there. I lived there for some time in the little township. the story was told to me by a motherly person in the church of this other lady appears to live by herself. But she always make a little money when she was up and able to move around. And they used to show what is called a partner. It's a saving where they pool like 12 or so people pool together and put that money into the hands of one of the 12 persons. And every month they get when they come in, yes, she used to collect hers. When she gets her money, she go and give it all to the church. And there come time she get old and unable to work. Where did she go? To the poor house. They're looking for us in Spanish town. They go to the poor house. And that's what happened. The church was not taking care of any of these people when they get old. Right? And if you have scripture there. The Bible is not all that bad because the Bible make provision for them to, you know, take care of widows and stuff like that. So at least they put some of that generosity in the Bible. It doesn't mean that the Bible is good. It's only just that they give some little good things in there to make you think that it's not all that bad. All right. So to the time. I'm telling you, when you read this 9 verse of Isaiah, and it begin to tell you some things there, you know, that suddenly break off into a different type of a information at the 6th verse. It says, unto us a son is given. Except there was no wise men carrying, there was no star followed by wise men. There was no wise men in the east. When you read the story in Matthew 2, you will find out there was no such a thing like what they're telling you here in a prophecy. There's no child born. No incense and myrrh. It's a lie. Read Matthew 2 and you'll find out that this prophecy was founded upon a lie. That these white people are writing and they're doing it just for us to believe it. That the Bible has a whole covenant, a new covenant, and the law was given by Moses. You see, they don't put a faggot in the Bible in the place of Moses. Nor in the place of Abraham. They use African people and turn it into gold for themselves. Now, watch this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Where is the government in the New Testament? New Testament should fulfill this. Okay? You're not seeing none of this in the New Testament. And this is the Old Testament giving the prophecy, and God gave it to men who he chose to give these stuff. And this is not true any place at all in the Bible, in old or new. Well, it starts here to giving you hope in the prophecy. But when you go to the New Testament, you can't find no fulfillment whatsoever. It's something different these sodomites writing in the New Testament. And you forget what the prophecies say here. So it goes on to say, this child that was to be born say by Mary, this child would have a government. The government would be upon his shoulder. That means the Romans that were there would be kicked out and gone. That never happened. You see what I mean? So a government would be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government. There couldn't be no increase because there was never a government. The Romans was there before they come in there to overthrow Palestine. They were there like about some 37 years before they said Jesus was born, right? And now the Jesus is supposed to be born, and upon the increase of his government there shall be no end. It never starts. He can't have no end either, right? So check this out. There shall be no end upon the throne of David, which means King David, that throne where David died and gone a long time. This guy, this the Messiah is coming, you know, to sit upon the throne of David forever. And upon his kingdom to order it and to establish judgment and with justice from henceforth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He says, the Lord sent a word into Jacob. Okay. Into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. So now, you see, did that prophecy fulfill in the New Testament? When they tell you how Jesus was arrested and taken to Pilate, and Pilate pronounced him guilty. Now they try to say he didn't want to pronounce him guilty. That's their writing style. Okay? But where in it do you see that the prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament? Anywhere in the New Testament. Now, if you can't see the prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament, what is your purpose of the church? When what was going on in the before Christ then? What kind of world was it? Now, my friend, you know, I can sit here and talk as long as ever, and the world out there of people don't really care. And a lot of them, it's not that they don't care because they don't want to care, but it takes a lot wanting to know at this stage for us to really pay attention to certain things that may, you know, it may even sound intriguing, but you can't be bothered with it. Your brain can't stand it. I am glad I came at a time when I was healthy and feeling good and thinking before I wouldn't be able to pay attention to information that transformed my life to be what it's supposed to be. Think of how damaged my brain would be, like many people's brain are damaged today, if you can't see the difference between before Christ and after Christ. Think of how damaged you are that you can't find out. You have no hope at all in what is going on in Old and New Testament scripture. You don't have no hope in it. If you're reading and can see what is going on in there, you will know, say, no, the purpose of life cannot be in the Bible. It has to be in history. Just like, where is your birth certificate? What happened to your birth certificate? Your birth certificate? It's not a uncertified piece of paper somewhere. No. Your birth certificate comes from a recorded office, holds the authority to certify your information, you know, when you were born. Now, why are we clinging to the Bible that has no certification whatsoever? And all these old bunch of rubbish and all the word clarity that is to show us that there was no wise men. You read the story, you find out this is nonsense. Read what they're talking about, Abraham, what Abraham did. He is the first one to find God. Like, the world was without God before. From Adam and Eve there, nobody don't know nothing about God. All right, but somehow God manifests himself to Abraham from out of the sky. And they begin to talk and say, you know, I will make covenant with you and to your children. And they're the same one who are writing these things. Go there and kick out the people, them who they say are Abraham's children. Now, how sick your mind has to be to not see something is wrong with that. To see that Caesar Augustus was not in Palestine as a deliverer or anyone to help them in any kind of way. Now, why you can't see that? So it shows by the time we get, by the time we are affected by the Bible, by our parents, there is no place in our mind, no space on our hard drive to learn the truth of history. And no matter how somebody tell you that nobody don't certify Adam and Eve was in a garden by any straight God. No, go so. You can't take that because it's already put on your hard drive. You can't take on nothing else. My friend, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. And whatever is said, I said it. And it's up to you to make whatever you can make of what I have said. Get it from the books that we are supposed to go. I don't go any place else. So what I tell you, you can walk off and go satisfy yourself by reading the books that you're supposed to read. And find out this guy was not joking. And so I say, take good care of yourself. Here it goes with Gravity by John Mayer. The gravity of the white sodomites are really dragging down the African people. Here is John Mayer, Gravity. Listen to him.
Work. much ain't twice as good and can't sustain like one half could. It's one and more, it's gonna send me to my knees.
My
appointment is the 28th, right? You know about that, right? Okay, 12 o'clock. I must go there. You know that today I've never witnessed this amount of calls from this a number that is telling me that they have received information how $700 and something are placing on my Amazon account about almost 10 times. Oh, you block them number off of the phone there. You know, if you block them, because me press that button where it say block and it seemed like them, you know, me not doing it right. Yes.
We have some appointment here.
Morning.
Find that
deal. Oh.
Okay. Let me mark
those where you said, tell me that. So that I can, if anything, steer myself. You said, what are they?
November 3rd.
Hold on. Yeah. All right. Yes?
November 8th.
Oh,
and November 18.
Hold on here, because my pencil broke on me here. Right. So I have all right, and then for. All right, and November when again?
November 3rd, November 8th, November 18.
Okay. November 18 is 3 days. You give me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I only have one so far in November, and that is November 9. November 9. Let's see here. I have one on the November 19. Okay. Got it. Wait a second. No, I'm not asking. That is wrong, man. What's the password? 12. That's a good question. 12. So, him is, this guy here is, Jana. Why am I here? I know very much. Hey. And
November 19th. Okay. Look at all these work goals. D-A-G-U-T-U. So you are 18 and I am 19. Following. Okay. Okay.
It says not yet. Not yet.
$500 a year, YouTube, Google.